This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute on Sunday to the nation's war dead on the eve of his first Memorial Day weekend as the country's commander-in-chief. Speaking from his home state of Delaware, Biden said, "We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties." He continued, "We must remember the debts we owe to those who have paid it and the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief." Biden delivered remarks on the sixth anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, including a tour of duty with U.S. forces in Iraq, and died of cancer in 2015. The president spoke about the ravages of grief over lost loved ones and the promise of healing. He spoke of the pride of service to the country, saying, "This American creed is the connective tissue that binds us." North Korea state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double-dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of the joint missile guidelines that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier this month. And a former ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said he would seek to form a coalition government with the Israeli leader's opponents, taking a major step toward ending the rule of the longtime premier. The dramatic announcement by Naftali Bennett, leader of the small hardline Yamina party, set the stage for a series of steps that could push Netanyahu and his dominant Likud party into the opposition in the coming week. You're listening to VOA News.